we were cooking dinner, normal night, and Oliver all of a sudden started yelling out all kinds of things. He was yelling out every swear word that you could possibly imagine. But along with all of those words were also different sounds, like squeaking and squealing. There was banging, so he was clearly hitting or ticking out. Yeah, it was. He was yelling out dog, wolf, cat, meow, everything. Then he stepped out of the shower and he had a towel around himself and he stood there and he just looked at the three of us, my husband, my daughter, myself, and he just looked me in the eye and said, F and C, but ran into his bedroom, started crying. His whole entire body was twisting and turning, but his neck was actually jerking so incredibly bad that I thought he was going to snap his neck. It was awful. We went up to the hospital by ambulance when I thought his neck was going to break. And that's when they said, no, we need to get this kid into a pediatrician now. So about a week later, we were in to see a pediatrician and diagnosed with Tourette syndrome. At the age of between 3 and 5, we had him at a pediatrician. And I said to her, my mum thinks he has Tourette's. And she said no. The reason she said no is probably my fault, because she asked me if Oliver had any vocal tics. And I was extremely naive because I knew nothing about Tourette syndrome. I thought a vocal tic was him swearing, you know, because that's the way the media often display Tourette syndrome, is by it's funny, it's hilarious. So I answered no, he doesn't have vocal tics. In hindsight, he's always had a grunting. He'd sit there going like a humming. It's like a kind of a noise, very quiet. And then his tics sort of changed throughout the years. He had some where he'd walk a couple of steps and then he'd have to turn or twist. But none of it was alarming. He never once complained about any of them. And we never saw them as tics. They were just, it was just Ollie, you know, quirky little Ollie.